The Vineyard by Barbara Dolinsky, read by Beth Fowler.
Chapter 1. On what had begun as just another June day in Manhattan, Suzanne Sebring Molloy returned to her Upper East Side brownstone after lunch with friends to find a saffron-yellow envelope in the mail. She knew it was from her mother, even without the Vineyard logo in the upper left corner or her mother's elegant script in the address. Between the Esquonset, Rhode Island postmark and the scent of Natalie's trademark freesia, there was no doubt at all. Suzanne stepped out of her Ferragamos and curled her toes in dismay. A letter from her mother was the last thing she needed. She would look at it later. She was feeling hollow enough as it was. And whose fault was that? She asked herself, irrationally annoyed. It was Natalie's fault. Natalie had lived her life by the book, doing everything just so. She had been the most dutiful wife Suzanne had ever seen, and she had been Suzanne's role model. So Suzanne had become a dutiful wife herself. By the time the women's movement had taken hold, she was so busy catering to Mark and the kids that she didn't have time for a career. Now the children were grown and resented her intrusion, and Mark had staff to do the small things she used to do. She still traveled with him sometimes, but though he claimed to love having her along, he didn't truly need her there. She was window dressing, nothing more. She had time for a career now. She had the energy. But she was 56, for goodness sake. 56 was a little old to be starting a career. So where did that leave her, she wondered, discouraged now as she took the new catalogs from the mail and settled into a chair by the window overlooking the courtyard. It left her with Neiman Marcus, Bloomingdale's, Hamaker Schlemmer, and a sense that somehow, somewhere, she had missed the boat. She should ask her mother about that, she thought dryly, as if Natalie would sympathize with boredom or understand restlessness. And even if she did, Natalie didn't discuss problems. She discussed clothing. She discussed wallpaper. She discussed bread-and-butter letters on engraved stationery. She was an expert on manners. So was Suzanne. But she was fed up with those things. They were dull. They were petty. They were as irrelevant as that bouillabaisse she had cooked yesterday before remembering that Mark had a dinner meeting, or the cachet of hors d'oeuvres and pastry she had prepared in the past 6 months and frozen for the guests who never came anymore. And speaking of food, if Natalie was sending her the menu for the Vineyard's fall harvest feast,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?